बाएं रास्ता
Let them come.
Or boys.
Here was Ganges at first.
Jannu Rishi. I first in another name. Another name. Anyhow, he knew that Krishna will come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So he came to this place.
At that time, no Ganges here. No Ganges here at all. Bhagirat went to him earlier. And he did tapasya to Brahma, and he ordered that I am giving a drop of water from the water which he took from Vaman Dev Charan.
He washed
and he gave.
Brahma told that we will bear
the
tumhara sasuna nahi tha to bolte do
jab baba ho gaye we will bear the load of Ganges, then we will come to this earth. And told Bhagirath that he has to do tapasya to Shankar and he can take. Otherwise, Ganges will go to Patal Lok. He did the tapasya of Shankar, and Shankar told that, yes, I'll bear the load of Ganges. So, in Himalayas, he stand up, he stood up, and Ganges came from Brahmalo, and one dhara means
drop,
three direction of Ganges. One in Devalo, Ganga, that is called Mandaki. One in this world,
Bhagirathi.
And one went in Patal, and it became Bhogavati Arendi.
Three. Dharamani kide?
Flow
of Ganges.
So, Shankar saw that it is very pure water, washing water of Vamande. So, very, very pure.
So he thought that this should be kept in my head.
So he spread his jata. Jata, you know? Long hair. So that Ganges came and went in jata. And so many days she could not come out of his jata. No way. Then Bhagirath did another tapasya to Shankar, and he left something, and three-fourths, and one-fourth he left. Ganga told Bhagirath that you should go forward and will come after you. Bhagirath was sitting in chariot and going forward. When he came to this place, Ganges washed away all the things, ashram, kush, and everything, his panchapatra and everything, and took away with her. Understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Janu. Janu came and washed away Janu.
Janu. Everything he washed Ganges took away. Then he became angry. Some persons tell like this, but I think, but he was not angry. He thought that very sacred water of Krishna washing, feet washing. So I should drink it. So he said, he drank it, all water to land in the stomach of Janmadev. Again, Bhagirath did tapasya here. Then he was so much pleased and he kept 3/4 of water of Ganges in his stomach and 1/4 he left. From here, Janu, this is Jangha, this is Janu. And here. What is this? Hip. Not hip. His legs.
Side.
This is called Janu. So, when he left the Ganges, he became father of Jahnava. From Janu, Ganges became, Bhagirathi became Jahnava.
Janu,
Janavi. Janu means Devi. What? Daughter of the son of Janavi is Bhisham Pitamah. She said that my mother is going towards this. Why she is going? Janavi was thinking that anyhow I will go to Navadvip. And there Krishna and Radhika in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will appear nearby Navadvip. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes will be there. He will also take bath in me. So she was very much pleased. So she came. Bhisham Pitamah came to this place near Janu Rishi. And he told, Janu Rishi told, that nearby in your future, Krishna having the bhav of Srimati Radhika will appear. And we will see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should do tapasya here. He also did tapasya. And Janu Rishi told so many instructions of bhakti and everything. That is, he told it afterwards to Yudhishthira Maharaj. In Shanti Parva, in Mahabharata. So, here any place was Bhisham Pitamah Tapasya Sthali, and this is the Tapasya Sthali of Janu Rishi. And this is Janu Rishi.
What is Janu's name? Does it sound like name? Janu and came out of here.
Any name, but not so. Janu Rishi is Janu. This is
and all will become there. Here,
should I give some?
Certainly.
বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর কোন কিছু দূরে মঠের পূর্বে She has told the story of Saranga and Murari. It has been written in Prem Vilas that also here Narayani Devi was a nephew of Srivas Pandit. He used to take the remaining of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her marriage was here. And his son was Vrindavan Das Thakur, and who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. One thing he has written that the person who respects Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't respect Nityananda Prabhu, ami lathi mari tar sirer upare, means he is telling that I will give my lathi to the head of that person who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. They used to tell that Nityananda Prabhu at first was sannyasi and now he is householder. So they used to do ninda of Nityananda. So he is telling that as Ramchandra has burnt Lanka, I will kill all the persons like demon who will do ninda of Nityananda. So anger is not a good thing, but yet if it is applied on demon, it is not bad. Like Hanuman or it was also Chaitanya Leela Vyas. As Vyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written the past tense of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here at in Treta Yuga, Ramchandra came here. And there was a banyan tree here. Lakshman built a hut there. Hut, you know, jhopadi. And they used to live there. One day, Sri Ramchandra, seeing what Sita was laughing, smiling, Sita Devi told, there is no reason to laugh, to smile. Why you are smiling? He told that, I'm remembering something. I'm seeing the future. As we have left our home and come to forest, after some time you will see that I will leave you and you will weep.
existence, you will live in Valmiki Ashram. In Valmiki Ashram. He told you why? Because meeting is one thing and separation is one thing. In separation, we have something more than meeting. No? So I want to have experience this separation. And one thing in future, I will leave my home. I will be as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And at that time, you will be in home. In this time, you will go out of home. And I will weep, you will also weep. But you will be out of home. And teacher, when I will be Gauranga, you will be in home, and I will be out of home. Both will cry. You should also cry, and I also cry. Why? Because I will be Rini to you. Rini means obliged to you. Because for no reason I will tell you to go out of my kingdom, and for that I will have to pay something. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I will be out of and go to Puri, and always I will cry for you, and you will also cry for me. Chaitanya Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things. This is Siddha Bakul. Here he is telling that Purvanamta Karasamta Saranga Thakur. At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, birth time, he was old one, and he used to live here under this tree. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became elder, he came to this place and told Sarang that now you are old one. Any person should help you and serve you. So you should do one disciple. He told that I don't want to make any disciple. Because if he will not do bhajan, then whole aparad will come to me often. So I don't want to make any. No, you should make anyone one sister, one disciple. So where I can have any qualified disciple? He told that by your mercy, any person to whom you will make disciple, he will be qualified. So what should I do? Tomorrow, the first person who will meet you, you should give mantra diksha. Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. He was going to bathe in Ganges, very nearby here. Old Ganges is there. When he was going, and when he went into Ganges, anything touched him. Then he saw that there is a dead body of a boy. He take out of that boy here on the bank and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. After some time, this boy did like this.
He started moving.
Then he told, "Who are you?" "I'm a Brahmin boy." "What is your father name?" He told his father name. "What village?" He told the name of village. "Why you are like that?" "I'm not remembering anything, but I remember that a very black serpent cut me and I died and don't know anything." So being in Ganges and by the mercy of Sarangadas, he got new life, and Hare Krishna he gave to that boy. He was so much, became so prabhavashali and bhajan, that he used to live in Ganges for 7 days, drinking. And Saranga Thakur, Murari, and he used to sit on the back of tiger.
Disciple.
And he used to play with serpent. There was a very big and serpent used to live in this in hole. From upper side, other side it will be seen. He used to live very mota, very long, very black. He used to play with that serpent. After some time he went away anywhere. And he used to live in this jungle alone. After that he had any dream, and Thakur came to him, and he used to serve, and he still have his dream going on. Now he should go. Now it is 12 perhaps.
4 to 12.
He should now go. Time. The tree under which Ramchandra, Sita Devi and Lakhan used to sit, and that story that I told was there. So the tree was Modatum. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here, he remembered the past and that Leela of Ramchandra and became so much pleased. So this is called Modatrum tree. And from Modatrum it became Ma Magachi. Mod means Ananda, Mam, Mod mane Mam. And Drum means a tree, Gachi. So Modatrum became Mam Gachi.
But this same tree, Ram and Sita were sitting under?
No. Another butt tree. Now, not now tree. Other places you will go?
Whatever you think is best.
Or we will see. He has not gone perhaps. You have gone to meeting Nepal?
No.
Then so you have visited me?
Huh?
So you have visited me?
Yes. So
tomorrow, after we go, do you want to stay at the Iskcon Mutt tomorrow night? Now, you know the Jagannath Mandir?
I know.
When are we going there? Tomorrow or the day after?
The day after tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow, go to room.
Go to room, Singhapalli, Subarna Bihar, Haryatsu.
So, Naveen will cook for you after we get there. After we arrive in ISKCON, then Naveen will cook.
Ki kara habe? Full cook. You will cook? Both Karta and he?
He knows only how to eat.
They don't. He only knows eating, nothing.
Not eating, only eat. He knows how to eat. I go Mayapur and take our water.
We will take some rice prasadam from Thakur. When Bhog is?
Bhog will be ready to be honored by 12:30.
Dab karan dab?
One.
Ek min janaro to hoy hain dab ne wo?
Thank you.
I also wanted to take a class here in morning, but I could not do. Not there?
Yeah, there may be, but not so much. Not like this.
The rooms are very little, very so they hide in daytime and in morning and evening day.
We have composed a few questions.
He will do?
He will begin.
Rupa Swami has said that we should be patient.
No, we should be
patient.
Patient.
Now, how does being patient relate to being eager? Do you understand the question?
On the one hand,
patient.
On the one hand, patient means
shant, to be
Darya.
Calm.
Dharyat.
Usahat, nishyat, dharyat. Now I understand. If we be this is have dharya, be patient. Then,
and at the same time as we feel greedy, then how do the two reconcile?
On the one hand, Rupa Goswami is saying that we should be patient. Dharya. And at the same time, we are told, be very greedy. It appears that to be greedy is the opposite of being patient.
Here, dharya, that means patient. Means don't stop bhakti. You should have patience and think that it will come gradually. Anyone, those who know this fact, they see that I am doing so and so, so much effort and practicing, doing devotional services, but yet no fruit is seen. So all these things are of mind, kalpana, So we should leave this and do karma. So a man should have patience, because a gopi, it is seen that if a devotee wanted to have gopi bhav, a lady wanted to have a gopi bhav, she was sitting on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna and Arjuna were going anywhere. Krishna told that I'm thirsty. Go and see where there is water. I will drink water. Arjuna went in the search of water. Nearby he sees Yamuna and said that very old lady, very beautiful, very calm and quiet, was sitting there. Arjuna went nearby and sat down till her meditation was completed. When Arjuna saw that he is in out sense, he did pranam. Oh, you, for you, you can do. Then Arjuna asked that who are you and why you are sitting here? She told that I am sitting for a very, very long period. So many Brahma has been transferred and I am doing some aradhana to have gopi bhav. Arjuna was astonished and he went to Krishna. Krishna came and fulfilled her idea. Next was in any sphere where I will do my pastime, you will have birth in gopi pool, and there your all things will be fulfilled. So in so much Brahma Janma it takes for a gopi bhav. So it is not a thing to have in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years. So you have to be patient, because this fruit is so precious. But we should not leave our patience. Have utsah that I will surely and certainly I will have in this life also. So we should have utsah. Those who have no idea that this prem, this love is so precious, they may fall from that barrier. Those who know, actually they have idea that how precious this gopi prem is. They will be engaged and not lose their barriers.
While they are waiting, Krishna is already giving them some
space.
Certainly.
We should know that by Krishna mercy and our spiritual master mercy, he is giving chances. Like we are meeting together here in Vrindavan, in Bombay, so many places. He is giving chances. He has given chances that even being of America, New York, so so beautiful, so birth in high family, well educated and cultured. There was no chance to come here. But by the mercy of God, Swamiji went there and you were attracted and you had chance to come in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. So we should have patience also, and also utsah that he is giving chance. By our effort, it was not to be occurred. If a thief goes to a rich person's house, he knows that there is some gold, and he is caught, and at last he is put in jail. Again he released, again he strives for that gold. He knows that if I will be caught, I will be put in jail, but yet he does. So why did he not do for Gopi Prem? It is so much precious than that kind of gold.
Now, the Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna Leela is Radharani. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's in the mood of Radharani. So, what is the relationship between Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And in the worship of Gaur Gadadhar, what is the mood of worship of Gaur Gadadhar?
Only as a dasyara. Here. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, there is no chance to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit as Radha and Krishna in Madhur Rasa. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has openly written in Naudeep Dham Parikrama that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can only serve as a dasya. And if dasya is right, then we will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna both. Chota Haridas, you know?
Yes.
He went to Madhi Devi. Ikki Mati's younger sister. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rebuked him and left for that birth. I will not see your mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once going through Jagannath Vatika, and one lady was singing Sita Kumutta Kamala Kushamandala Dhita Kundalai Kalita Lilita Banumal Jai Jai Dev Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran after her and wanted to do like this, to embrace. Govind beckoned him and told, oh, this is lady. And he came in senses. He told that you have rescued me.
Yes, save me.
Otherwise, I have given myself in devotion. So in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nagari Vas cannot be added. You know Gaur Nagari Vas? Gaur Nagari Vas, Nagari means Radha is Nagari, Krishna is Nagar. In this lila, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Krishna Prem, not Gaur Prem. Always he preached, always he has given Krishna. Gadadhar Pandit and Gaur Gadadhar will be served. And other hand, Vishnu Priya Lakshmi Devi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are served.
Ну, там, ну, и в руках, на тесне, а и в них.